This is Abbotsford Canucks Hockey on the home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
The checkers line up like an onside kick in football. Three players lined up on the left wing. Mueller's going to take the draw against Chris Kolo. It's coming down to this, folks. One last drop of the puck, perhaps. Checkers win it. Here's Puljujarvi, left wing. 3 seconds left for a shot. Misses the net. Hey, Canucks Nation, are you ready for this? History has been made. For the first time in franchise history, the Abbotsford Canucks are Calder Cup champions. Let's get out of here with the Calder Cup. They pour off the bench. The celebration is on. They've done it, Abbotsford. They've done it. The Canucks beat the Checkers in 6 games. What a team. What a season. Jubilation on the ice. Unbelievable.
There's no better feeling than winning a championship with guys that you've been battling with all year long.
The Canucks have won the championship. The Abbey Canucks have made the Canucks brand proud. We've been waiting for the Canucks to win a championship, and the Calder Cup is theirs. Artur Shelov, the playoff MVP, the 2025 Calder Cup champions, Abbotsford Canucks. And this is the Canucks Central Postgame Show on Sportsnet 650. Satyar Shah with Dan Riccio. And as always, get your thoughts in to our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. You can also grab a phone line, 604-280-0650, or toll free, 1-888-275-0650. As we celebrate the Canucks winning the title, Reach.
A Canucks championship. It feels like bizarro world for a lot of people that are following this franchise for all these years, through some of the highs, but ultimately falling short of the ultimate glory on numerous occasions. I mean, even the farm team has never reached this stage through the entirety of the Canucks history, but they finally get there. Took them a couple tries, but an incredible comeback tonight from a 2-0 deficit, and just a similar game script to what we've seen from these Abbey Canucks and their never give up mantra through this title clinching game.
I mean down 2-0, as you mentioned, and they storm back. And one thing that Manny Malhotra has been given a lot of credit for is how he motivates the team and gets them to fight back in games and figure out their games quickly, and they certainly did after a couple of shaky moments in the first period. They're down 2-0 and then they storm back, and who else but Linus Karlsson, who, if it wasn't Shelov's as the playoff MVP, you could have made the case for Linus Karlsson. 14 goals in this playoff run, an incredible setup by Archdeep Baines, who's been an absolute monster in this Calder Cup final as well. I mean, his playmaking has been on display, plus his goal scoring as well. Really no passengers. When you look at how this Abbotsford team got to this point this season, a number of players, even guys who've been injured, Atu Ratu, for instance, who didn't get a chance to play, but did get a chance to get on the ice and lift the Calder Trophy, they all contributed for them to get to this stage. And when you win a championship, every single player who suited up for you that year pulled you in the same direction.
There's stories throughout the lineup. You know, Danil Klimovic scored his fourth of the postseason tonight. He came up with some big moments, an OT winner earlier in this series, and some big wins, an OT winner against Texas that was, you know, a highlight reel goal as well. Everywhere through the lineup, Jonathan Lekker-Mackey, even though he was healthy scratch, plays big in game three, has 2 goals, scores 2, and the winner as well in that game. The first one back in Abbotsford. There's so much to like about what this team did and has done throughout this entire run. No run through any cup in any hockey universe goes without contributions throughout your lineup, and this Abbotsford team had that. At the same time, you need your star players to be your star players, and Archdeep Baines to assist tonight. Linus Karlsson scores the winning goal, his 14th of the postseason. He ends up leading all point getters in the Calder Cup playoffs, 26 points in 24 games. Archdeep Baines, even though he was a little snake bit earlier in the playoffs, was huge in this series, scored in every game except the title clincher, but had to assist here tonight, as I mentioned. He ends up with 24 points in 24 playoff games, including 7 goals. Sammy Blais, 6th goal of the playoffs on the power play, really settled this Abbotsford team down after a rough start in this game. Those were the 3 leading scorers in all Calder Cup playoffs. So the star players of this Abbotsford team led them throughout the playoffs and certainly led them in toppling the Charlotte Checkers, who were the favorite coming into this series.
Yeah, and you talk about that veteran Checkers team. And to me, when Abbotsford had its fastball, there was no keeping up with them.
No.
I thought Abbotsford clearly was the better team. They had the better pace.
The winning goal is like a perfect example of that. The shift.
The shift
for the Abbotsford Canucks, if you want to call it.
The shift, Checkers edition instead of Oilers edition, right? Yeah. And, it was a minute-long shift. The Checkers had a couple chances to get the puck out, but it was great determination, winning puck battles, moving the puck around. They shielded really well. Linus Karlsson's ability to be able to handle the puck, shield defenders off, and work it along the boards. And our Steve Baines, you talk about a guy who can get be hooked and held and prodded at, and he'll still find a way to get the puck to the open man. And that entire shift reach, you're right, it was all on full display.
It will forever be known as the shift Abbotsford edition now. But it was unbelievable. It extended zone time, never giving up on the play, winning pucks, forcing, making it hard for Charlotte, no easy clear for them.
Yeah.
And I know the Charlotte broadcast, which is what, we had going simultaneously here with the call on Sportsnet 650, because that's what was playing on Flow Hockey. And it was just like, they were looking for a penalty call, but it's just like, man, that's just a good hard battle on the puck that Linus Karlsson wins. And eventually it helps him and leads the Abbotsford Canucks to getting that goal. But that was, that kind of encapsulated their series, because that top line was just something that the Charlotte Checkers could not handle throughout the entire series.
No answer for it. And utterly dominant and throughout stretches. And there was no containing Linus Karlsson in this series.
He looked like a player who has come to the realization that he's too good for the level.
Yeah.
and he knows it, and he played like it. And R.C. Baines had that kind of level of confidence as well in this series.
For sure. And if you want to talk about everybody contributing and everybody having moments, and Danila Klimovich, second round pick some years ago, and with some hope and praise and some hype, and it hasn't really panned out. Had his best year as a pro this season, right? But even so, had moments he was healthy scratch, and had moments his game wasn't where he needed to be. Got inserted back in the lineup in the playoffs, scored an overtime winner in the Calder Cup final, and scored a huge goal to tie this game at 2-2 in this game as well. And I don't know what the future holds for Danila Klimovich, but talk about a guy who, when you see him at his best, you see why he was
tools.
A relatively high draft pick, right? And his ability to find some space around the net and have some moments as well. And I thought in this game here tonight, he came up with a huge moment as well.
Yeah, he did. He's had his moments throughout the entire playoff, right? This goal here tonight ties the game at the time. And there was the OT winner earlier in the series. There's the OT winner against Texas, that beautiful goal that he scores. There's a really offensively gifted player there, and he was able to show it at points through this run. And I think when you look at this Abbotsford team, what impressed me the most is the buy-in off the puck that Manny Malhotra was able to build from every guy. Didn't matter if they were defensively adept and have great defensive awareness, but the team played within its structure for the most part, and that was the reason they were so good. It was one of the reasons why Shelovs was able to shine as much as he did, and he bailed them out even when there were the odd breakdowns. But you don't win a trophy without playing well off the puck and certainly defensively. And Manny Malhotra was able to get that sort of buy-in from everybody in the lineup.
Huge. You talk about Manny, you talk about Ryan Johnson. We'll talk about the entire staff around this team too, and how they got this team to a Calder Cup championship. A lot of reaction on the Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. Dusty says, Danila destined for the big club. Really want his young gun rookie card. Call him up. Kid's handsome and has moxie as well. So getting some love.
He's got a hell of a shot. I'll give him that. That wasn't exactly how he scored tonight. It was just kind of in and around the blue paint, but the shot does play. It's a heavy one.
It certainly is. Tatiana and Langley says, I love this team so much. Oh my God, how badly do we need something to go right this year? I'm so proud of this group and so happy they won, because they deserve this so much. Such a hard working group, just an incredible playoffs all around. Tatiana, very excited. Ames and North Van, what joy, what a run. Hope this win inspires the hearts of the big bros next year. That is Ames, a text texting in, and just fans being excited. Even Francesco Aquilini had a congratulations tweet out, and he finished the tweet with a hashtag, team not for sale.
Ah, well, that settles it.
Team not for sale. The owner said the team is not for sale. So he's also excited, and this text unsigned. Hashtag team not for sale. Let's go. So a lot of excitement on the text inbox, as you can imagine.
Yeah, hashtag team not for sale is a pretty elite hashtag, if you were to ask me. No matter what you may think of the Canucks owner, he put out a pretty good tweet there to culminate this Calder Cup win. Josh in Mission, Kudryavtsev is a stud, so calm under pressure, wins battles, very Forsling-esque run.
Ooh,
he had a couple of really big blocks there in one of the last pushes from the Charlotte Checkers as Abbotsford was, I wouldn't say reeling, but you could see a little bit of the nerves and trying to close it out. Those final couple of minutes feel like hours on the ice when you're trying to close out a big win like this. But Kudryavtsev, calm under pressure. You were praising him on Saturday night, and pretty much every moment through these playoffs, you see, oh, that was a good defensive play. It's like, oh, it's number 59 again.
Honestly, like he was their number one defenseman in this playoff run.
Yeah,
you know, like they don't track ice time as well in the AHL and all that, but like he to me, like he was the guy. He was out in every situation, any big situation, he was out there, and any big moment they needed something, he was the guy that they tapped on the shoulder. And that's quite a feat reach for a guy who was a seventh round pick a couple of years ago and came in this year as a pure rookie, as a professional, and a lot of people thought he may have to start his pro career in the ECHL.
Yeah.
And here he is being the number one defenseman for the Abbey Canucks. We just lifted the Calder Trophy.
That was the thought going into training camp this year in Penticton and Young Stars. And then he just, you know, kind of like he has throughout his Canucks career, you know, whether it was Dev Camps or some of those Young Stars tournaments that he's played in, he always showed well. And then he showed up to training camp again this year, and same thing. He's maybe destined for the ECHL with a loaded depth chart on the left side for the Abbotsford Canucks, but he was too good to send down to that level and was incredible through these playoffs. I know Victor Mancini was great as well, but had a little bit more variance in his game, a little bit more risk in his game, whereas Kudryavtsev is, that's just a really mature game all around.
We saw on the first goal that was scored by the Checkers, it was Mancini on a breakout pass. Now, maybe it was, the ice was so bad, especially early in the game. Like, even simple passes were going astray, right? I mean, players had a hard time picking pucks up and even, you know, handling passes and taking passes and handling the puck. So perhaps that had a part to play with it. Even Hirose falling over looked like, you know, if the ice was a bit better, maybe he doesn't. But not a best moment from him, obviously. But overall in the game and throughout this playoff run, he's had a lot of great moments. On the text inbox, a lot of reaction as always. Colin from the Caribou, what brand of beer do you think to end up drinking out of the cup all night?
It's a good question. What is the brand of choice out in Charlotte? I'm not sure.
Whatever the Checkers Stadium has, right? Sima says, the Canucks have won a champion. Always wanted to see the Canucks win a championship in my lifetime. Does it matter if I don't say Vancouver?
I wonder if it's as Chet Holmgren would say, Michelob Ultra as well.
Yeah, there you go. KG says, Canada's team got it done. Go Abby, go. Unreal playoff run. Awesome to see. And basketball Phil, Canucks went into North Carolina and come home with the title. Champions. Yeah, I mean, that's Tar Heel Nation where they go and take away the championship.
Yeah, it was, they go in and they win the title. They went in and, you know, the reports that we got being down at the rink in Abbotsford for games 3, 4, and 5, especially after game 4 when Abby took the 3-1 series lead, were just, Charlotte is shell-shocked. They did not expect this. They did not expect how tough it was going to be. They rolled through the first number of rounds in the Eastern Conference playoff, and then they, even though they took a split through games 1 and 2, they carried the play so much in those two games that they felt pretty confident coming back to Abbotsford, and it couldn't have been further from the case since those first two games in Charlotte. It's really a testament to the Abbey Canucks, how they adjusted and how they settled their game down. And even tonight, going down 2-0 and coming all the way back to score 3 unanswered and win, it's just an incredible performance.
It really is, right? And I mean, it's really unlike the Canucks, you know, a Canucks team that has a chance to close a series out. They didn't do it the first chance, but goes down 2-0 in game 6. Well, surely that's it.
Yeah.
Game seven's happening. No, was, they come back, right? You know, throughout this year, there are so many moments and throughout this run where if you were carrying the 55 years of baggage of being a Canucks fan, that you would feel like, oh, here we go again, right? But that didn't exist with this Abbey Canucks run.
No, it didn't. It was, you know, you had moments, right? Like we were complaining about the refs on Saturday because yeah. There were some moments on Saturday that felt really Canucky. It's just like, okay, they feel like a Canucks team now. But tonight, you know, they turned that around pretty quickly, you know, and that's something to really admire about this group, because there were moments, you know, where like, hey, you get down on your luck, you start squeezing the stick a little bit, but they showed some maturity. And yeah, it was a really ugly first period for the majority of it.
Yeah, it really was.
And then they get a puck over glass power play. Sammy Blais goes post and in, just absolute snipe show to get Abbotsford started in the game. And from there, for me, they were the better team after that.
And they came alive. Max Sasson did a good job on that screen to get that 2-1 goal. But you're right. I mean, the best chance they had, and that was, I think, like 12 minutes into the first, was that Sasson chance in the circle. And it took like a good 12 minutes for them to get that look in the first period, right? So they didn't have it, but they were able to really come back and win the championship here tonight in Charlotte. And, you know, Canucks fans, this is not the Vancouver Canucks winning the Stanley Cup, because of course, that's a different feeling. But this is something that is special to a lot of Canucks fans. I've seen people text and saying they're feeling emotional with what they've seen so far. They don't know how to behave or act after seeing the Canucks win a championship. Travis from Grand Prairie says, I've been a long-suffering Canucks fan. What do I know of that our organization has won something? I don't know how to act. That's Travis from Grand Prairie. Rory in Nanaimo says, I'm 68 years old and I should... And should I pass, at least the Canucks have a championship. So, I mean, it's not quite the same. And, you know, and as Fast Eddie is wont to do, kind of correct us. And he says, hey, the Canucks CHL affiliate, the Tulsa Oilers, won the Adams Cup in 1976.
Oh.
And same can be said for the Dallas Blackhawks in 1979.
I wasn't correcting. I was just curiously looking it up as you were talking about it.
Yeah. So yes, Canucks
through the history books, a Canucks affiliate has won.
They have won championship. But it feels different. Abbotsford Canucks that have the same name, you know, it feels different.
And this is the first like Canucks championship since 1970. The WHL Canucks had a number of them in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
There we go. A history lesson for Fast Eddie Gregory.
Jay from Fabled New West. Great win. The Vancouver team will never win, so this will have to do it. And it does.
Yeah. That's true.
Canucks fans are still very Canuck fans, even in celebration, because there's even some that are like, can we trade Shelobs now? Is this stock gone up? Enjoy the victory. Oh, you just won a Calder
they
Cup
still
championship.
They still debated DeLongo versus Schneider 10 minutes after Game 7 in 2011 had they won.
I mean, Lee texted in and said, hey, super excited for Carlson and Baines. They were great, but they're too good for the AHL. I'm not sure they're good enough for the NHL, though. But hopefully they are. It's like, come on. I mean, listen, Lee, didn't Tottenham win the Europa League?
They did.
You know, I mean, Anything's possible, you know?
Anything is possible. You know, Carlson and Baines, from a direct to Vancouver link, you know, what you saw from Carlson and Baines, especially in the final, is the most promising thing of what this might mean for the big club. Now, look, you could sit here and wonder, like, wow, is either of them really going to fill a top six role? I don't care about that right now. I look at Linus Carlson. I'm seeing the makings of an NHL player, and we started seeing that towards the end of the season as well. In Arsdeep Baines, I don't know what got into him. And I know it's a different level. You're not going to be able to pull some of the moves that he was pulling off in Abbotsford at the NHL level. But there was a different level of confidence in Arsdeep Baines through this Calder Cup final. Like, once he started scoring, once he started finding the back of the net, he had a different level of confidence to his game. And I'm really curious to see how he takes that into the summer, into training camp. But now this is all gravy. They've won a title. They get to celebrate. They get to be the Florida Panthers now for the next couple of days, maybe on a bit of a lesser scale, but they still get to have the cellies going for the next few days.
The Canucks are champions.
Yeah.
They have taken home.
Facts only. Canucks are champions.
Facts only. The Canucks are champions.
I do want to shout out, before we move on to some more texts and some more reaction, Did you see the way PDG was just eating minutes off the clock there in the final minute?
Yeah, that was very PDG.
Just like, yeah. Oh, man, there's like three checkers trying to get the puck off him on the wall. He's just got it pinned. Seconds are eating off, and he's just grinding away. It was an unbelievable PDG moment.
That was
just,
that was
a real Deej moment.
That was a wall guy clinic.
Yeah, wall guy clinic is what it was.
That's what that was. This text, unsigned. Parade route announcement. Abbotsford Airport to Cactus Club? Question mark? Well, we'll find
out. Sounds like a plan.
We'll find out.
I'm still not the most familiar with the big spots of Abbotsford. But
well, we should be considering how much time we spent there recently.
We were there a lot this week.
Yeah, we were. It was great, though, honestly. And Abbey Center, the only negative about the whole Calder Cup final is that they didn't get it done in Game 5 to watch the trophy be handed out on home ice in front of that incredible crowd in Abbotsford, which was buzzing. I mean, a real intimidating factor. Like, even Game 5, Charlotte had no business winning that game in overtime. You know, yeah. I mean, it was the Abbey Canucks that should have won that hockey game. But nonetheless,
they were by far second best in that overtime. I mean, yeah. Abbey, aside from the Sasson chance, they had multiple chances. But that's the way luck goes sometimes. And Abbey didn't fret. They were able to close it out tonight.
The Salter crew says hashtag jubilation. And Brandon Salter says, we want the cup. X. We got the cup. Check mark. Brandon Salter texting in. That's what it is. We want the cup. No, we got the cup. That's the bigger one. Okay, great stuff. Keep your thoughts coming into our Dunbar Lumber text inbox 650-650. This one says, does this break the Canucks curse? We can only hope.
Yeah.
We can only hope. And we'll get to more of your texts. Keep those coming into our Dunbar Lumber text inbox 650-650. If you want to grab a phone line, you can 604-280-0650 or toll free 1-888-275-0650. The Abbotsford Canucks are Calder Cup champions. A Game 6, 3-2, thrilling victory. And the champions are in Abbotsford. More coming up next on the home of your Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
This is Abbotsford Canucks Hockey on the home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
Carlson trying to take it up the left side in front, looking for Wu, who's down low. Checkers stole it, and now Steves hits the deck as the Canucks shoot one wide. Fans want a penalty, not going to get it. Bain cycles down low behind the net for Carlson. Under 3 minutes to go. Carlson up the left side, feeds the point. Wu, wrist shot, blocked. The puck was in front, and Baines couldn't settle it. But he gets it back in the corner. Backdoor pass, Carlson scores! What a shift! Baines, Sasson, Carlson give Abbotsford a 3-2 lead. Unbelievable! 2:41 to go.
You could say second effort, but that's not even close to what that was. That was third, fourth, fifth, and sixth effort.
Abbey Canucks win the Calder Cup. They are the 2025 Calder Cup champions. A Game 6 victory, 3-2. Linus Karlsson with a series-clinching goal. And Artur Shelov's an arty party. He is the playoff MVP. Yet another victory. And this is the Canucks Central postgame show on Sportsnet 650. It's Satyar Shah with Dan Riccio. And as always, get your thoughts into our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. You can also grab a phone line, 604-280-0650. Or toll-free, 1-888-275-0650. We talked a lot about the players. Even mentioned the head coach a little bit. We even mentioned Ryan Johnson. Paul texting in and saying give credit to Canucks management, Rutherford and those guys. The farm team was a mess before these guys came here. So a lot of credit to be given. But let's spend a few moments on Artur Shelov, who now also holds the keys to Abbotsford to go along with the keys to the country of Latvia.
Yeah, give him the keys to the city. He is never going to ever have to buy a drink in Abbey or maybe in the entire Fraser Valley for the rest of his life. Two goals early on Shelov's, and kind of what he's done so often throughout these playoffs is shut the door. It's like, okay, like, going to settle in and I'm going to give my team a chance to come back. And he ends up with making 28 of a possible 30 saves and allows his team the chance to get back into the game. And they do just that. Sammy Blais, Danila Klimovic, Linus Karlsson get Abbotsford back up on top. And Shelov's holds it the rest of the way. And they played really good defensively. He had to make a couple of big stops. There was one on John Leonard, I think he made with the butt end of his stick. That was huge. There were some other ones that he had to come up big on. All the power plays that Charlotte was gifted here through the game, he was there to stop the puck, did not score a power play goal in this game. PK was great. Shilovs was great backing up that PK. He was phenomenal. Five shutouts through the playoffs. He started every single game, all 24 through these last couple of months. He was brilliant and well-deserved to be the MVP, and certainly has gone a long way to reestablish himself as a young goalie worthy of thinking of what could the future be.
Yeah, and like you said, our friend Capitalist texted in and says, what does that do for his trade value? Which, again, maybe a conversation for a different
day. Too soon, bro.
But I will say, it's one of those things, like we talk about him playing on a huge stage, and he came up in a huge on a big stage. And that...
He's definitely got a clutch gene to him,
yeah.
Right? Like, I know it wasn't always perfect against Edmonton last year, but considering the circumstances, he was still pretty good through that series. And obviously what he's done at the World Championships, already a Olympian next year for Latvia, he finds a way to show up on the big stage. He's got a clutch gene to him. There's still some more that he's got to work on with his game. And, you know, I think one of the things about jumping to the NHL consistently for Arturs, and we've talked about this with Kevin Woodley, is like you've got to find a way to get comfortable not playing every day or not playing every game. And this was a perfect scenario for him because he's really comfortable, gets in a groove, gets in a rhythm, and he played every other night pretty much, and it worked for him. But that's not going to be the case when you jump up to the NHL. And so there's still some development going on, but you see what the talent can be when he's got everything going.
Yeah, absolutely. Justin from Abbey, the cupboards aren't bare?
The cupboards aren't bare.
No, very good. I like it. Justin from Abbey texting in. Logan from Langley, professional hockey teams to win a championship this year. Canucks, checkmark. Oilers, no. Leafs, no. Flames, no. Hashtag facts only. That's a great facts only from Logan. I like that. Great stuff.
This text comes in on, from Parker in Chilliwack. We need to give a big thank you. Thank you, Jim, to Jim Benning.
Thank you, Jim.
For trading Jonathan Dahlin to the Sharks for Linus Karlsson in 2019.
Yeah.
A trade that was not met with really any joy of any kind. Like, who's this guy? Linus Karlsson? You traded Dahlin, one of our better prospects, for this guy? And then Dahlin ended up getting a pretty early look in the NHL after that, scored some goals early on in his NHL opportunity before fizzling out and heading back to Europe, where Linus Karlsson is, he beat the rookie goal record in the SHL. And then he comes over to North America, and he's just been slowly developing his game. Now has a one-way contract and a big opportunity to a full-time shot at the NHL after being the best forward in the Calder Cup playoffs this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Just incredible stuff. Linus Karlsson, 14 goals, just dominant showing in this Calder Cup playoff run. Now, we have this question's popped up a lot. Again, it's one of those that happens, right? Because now we are fully into the offseason,
yes.
Right? If those people wondering if the Canucks were going to make a trade once the Calder Cup final ends, well, they haven't made a trade yet, and Calder Cup has come to an end. Now, let's give it some time.
What do you think? Patrick Alvarez is going to happen? All right. Hurry up with that cup celebration. Don't drink too much.
Okay, you know, somebody was joking with me, who would know, that knowing Rutherford and Alvin, they pull somebody off the ice if they had a trade. So I'm not
sure. During the trophy celebration?
Come on. Yeah. No, before the game. During the second period of game six. Hey, we got a trade? All right, get off the ice. No, just kidding on that front. But basically, they're looking to be active. We'll see if they are active or not. But Knucklehead is asking this question. So is Doug. What does a future hold for Manny Malhotra? Now, the reporting is that he's not going to be the next head coach of the Dallas Stars, right? That if they are going with an inexperienced coach, they're going with their own guy in their own organization.
Neil Graham and their AHL. Obviously, Manny and the Abbotsford Canucks had to go through that team. But they've been pretty happy with Neil Graham by all accounts. And if they are going to go with somebody that graduates from the AHL, the belief is it would be Neil Graham, from outside the organization, organization.
Yes, it does not look like Manny Malhotra is going to get an NHL head coaching job this year.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen this before when a coach has won a Calder Cup, that they end up going somewhere else as an associate coach. Like he ends up, be the assistant head coach, associate head coach. Could that be something in that Manny pursues or somebody offers Manny, because he is going to be in demand, even if it's not as a head coach right away. I'm sure there are people in organizations saying, hey, can we get this guy to be our second in command?
Yeah.
And maybe give him a decent contract. So I don't think, even if he's not going to be a head coach, I don't think it guarantees he's back. But I know the organization wants him back, and I hope to do what they can to keep him, because you don't know what can happen next year with Adam Foote either, right? And I think having Manny back would be a huge, huge win for the organization. But I don't think that's something that can be determined quite yet.
It's tough to say. He's really, I mean, his reputation is through the roof right now. His stock has risen to an incredible level, really, over the last couple of months. Abbotsford, going back to April, you know, they had that 13-game win streak, solidified themselves as a playoff team, got home ice advantage through the play-in round, and has been just toppling teams that were considered better throughout these Calder Cup playoffs and eventually to the win. That's going to earn a coach a ton of respect and a huge bump in their stock. I'd love to see Abbotsford find a way to keep Manny Malhotra, if that is a question mark, now that the season is behind them. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, I think about Jeremy Colleton. You know, he chose to move on from Abbotsford and take a job back at the NHL. And you wonder, hey, if he had stayed with Abbotsford, would he have had a good chance at potentially taking the Canucks job as Rick Tocchet left? Obviously, that was not the case because he left Abbotsford and never got that opportunity. But I think Manny's in a really good spot right now with what he's done with the Abbotsford Canucks, and is definitely on track to get an NHL gig in the future.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. Somebody's texting in and saying he is going to Dallas. We'll see ultimately what happens here with Manny. But again, tonight's about celebration, but a lot of people texting it in, so just wanted to respond to those wondering what is next for Linus Karlsson. Keep your thoughts coming into our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. Let's also go to the phone boards, and let's start things off in Grand Prairie, where Travis is on the line. Travis, you're a Canucks. They've won a championship. How does it feel?
Oh my gosh, fellas, I don't even know what to feel right now. It's not really disbelief, but it's just this amazing feeling I've never had before. Now, Pat, you and I go back, even back to Dave Pratt days when you were producing that show. I've called you a lot of times, unfortunately, a little bit more sadness than happiness. And tonight, it's all happy. I'm like, I'm almost beklempt, boys. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit beklempt. I hope down in Abbotsford they're having a great night. I wish I was there, but I'm up here in Grand Prairie where nobody really knows. I had it on at work, and everybody's like, what's this? I thought hockey was over. And then when I was celebrating in my Abbotsford jersey, they're like, what's going on? So I had to explain to them, and it was the Baby Panthers. Of course, in Grand Prairie, they're Oilers fans here, so we're like, good, at least somebody got them. So, yeah, tonight it's going to be all happiness. I'm not going to worry about losing Manny. I'm not going to worry about our goalie situation. I'm not even going to worry about my boy Brock Besser, who looks like he's on the way out. I'm just going to enjoy this moment for the entire organization and for being a fan since 1982. And it is finally championship night for the Canucks organizations. Little brothers, they got it done. And thanks to you guys for always, always giving us fans a voice, especially when we've had a hard year. All right, kudos. I'm going to listen all night. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks, Travis. That is Travis calling in from Grand Prairie, and a lot of excitement. I get it, man. Appreciate the thoughts and enjoy this moment, man. Like, and I know it's not the Vancouver Canucks, but it's the Abbey Canucks. You're invested and enjoy the moment and have a lot of fun with it.
It's a Canucks title, you know. Like, I know there's a lot of skepticism about what the front office is doing in the direction of the big club, but I don't know how you can slice or not look at this and say, well, there are good things going on within the organization. You don't win a Calder Trophy. You don't win a Calder Cup. Your AHL farm team doesn't win something without something, like some things that are going well under the hood of your franchise. And a lot of it goes down to some of the scouting that they've done and the development, the commitment to developing players more so than what was happening in the past has paid off in spades, because whether it's older draft picks or, undrafted free agents like Archdeep Baines, they've done a really good job of not only bringing these people into the organization, but also, you know, growing them as hockey players, making their NHL dreams a possibility, and also really successful players at this level.
No question at all. And, you know, this text is asking us, what about Lekkerimäki? Nothing about him. I mean, listen, there's only so much you can talk about, but I do think a moment on Lekkerimäki is good. This game wasn't as loud a game as the ones he's had previous. Like, I thought he was really good on home ice, right? I thought,
yeah.
You know, had the, obviously the game, he was the first star, got the two goals. Even, I thought, game five, he had some really good moments. I thought he played confidently, made some good plays, and looked a lot more assertive. He played within the team structure and had a couple moments. A bit more quiet tonight, but he still had moments. There was one where he made a great play, a great defensive play, creating a scoring chance. You saw like the shiftiness, the smarts, the shot. I mean, there's a lot to like about him. And I thought him finishing the Calder Cup playoffs on a high note, especially after having a good year, but then going through that bit of a dip, of course, which created a little bit of angst in the market and some concern. But when you consider the fact it's been his first real pro year, never played a, you know, 70 plus game schedule, you know, that goes from starts in September and goes all the way to June. Like, he's never been a part of anything quite like this before, right?
So and you factor in the travel, yeah. Especially with, you know, a lot of that with an AHL team as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a lot compared to what he was used to in Sweden. So first year, still very successful, was really good for Abbotsford. Still had a big moment in this Calder Cup final with the two-goal game that led to a victory. So there's still a lot there to like with Jonathan Lekkerimäki, even if, you know, he wasn't the star player of this Abbotsford run. It's really because he's still so early in his pro career that it's hard to expect that out of him just yet. But there's a lot of good and a lot of excitement about Jonathan Lekkerimäki. There should be.
Yeah, the only thing we discussed is, does he have enough runway to really make the physical improvements this year ahead of next year in training camp? But again, like, to me, I look at him as a two-year project to get where he needs to get. But I thought this was a huge year, positive year for him, and excited to see what he can bring in training camp next season. Before we go to the phone boards, take a couple more phone calls here. Your guy PDG going after some of Charlotte Checkers fans, man.
So as Chase, there's a video circulating through on Twitter as Chase Waters is accepting the Calder Cup trophy. I guess somebody in the Charlotte crowd is yelling obscenities over at Chase Waters and the Canucks team as they're about to go into their celebration, and PDG just calmly turns around and flips the bird.
Double bird flip, too.
Flips a double bird.
Yeah. He's feeling it, man. I love PDG so much. I hope he's back with the team next season.
Just a brilliant player. Those seconds he ate off the clock at the end, just a grind.
Listen, you know? That was a wall guy clinic. Yeah. Wall guy clinic from our guy at PDG.
Against his former club, PDG revenge game.
Yeah, big time revenge
series
game.
Against the Charlotte Checkers.
Yeah, took the Calder Cup trophy from him. Let's go to the phone boards. Let's start things off in Duncan, where we have Bill on the line. Bill, thanks for calling in. What are your thoughts after the Abbotsford Canucks win the Calder Trophy?
Oh, thanks a lot. What an awesome game. I'm 67. I've watched NHL for over 60 years. I'm new today. I picked it up on the radio three rounds ago. Brandon and Lannon, good call, good coverage. I'm really glad. I'm really excited for all the good action. I really enjoyed it. That's all I want to tell you.
Love it. Great stuff, Bill. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Great stuff as always. Let's go to Harrison Hot Springs, where we have Albs on the line. Albs, thanks for calling in. What are your thoughts here tonight on a championship evening for the Abbotsford Canucks?
Well, following the Canucks since I was a little boy, the first thought that came across my mind was being at Vancouver College in like 1972 and seeing Harold Sneps and the rest of the team come to the school, looking up at them as a small kid and going through in 1982, 89, 94, 2011, and all the heartbreak in between. As I called my mom about half an hour ago, I said, "Mom, the Canucks hockey franchise finally got a championship. So let's all celebrate. Have a great one, guys. Good work."
Great stuff. Alps calling in from Harrison Hot Springs. Yeah, man, take it in. Enjoy it with the family as well. And let's go to Surrey, where we have Craig on the line. Craig, thanks for calling in. How are you feeling tonight, man?
I'm just tears of joy.
Amazing.
Well, I'm visually impaired, so I cannot see any of the games. So I've been listening it with avid Abbotsford fan, and I managed to get out to the game that went where we won, and I was seated just below the broadcasters of Brad and Landon, and it was perfect. I could hear the play-by-play. They were calling it. I couldn't see it, but just being there, the goosebumps, the feelings, I couldn't ask for a better thing, and listening to it tonight was the creme de la creme.
Fantastic stuff. Appreciate the kind words. That is Craig in Surrey calling in. And, you know, a lot of love on our text inbox, too, for Brandon and Landon's call throughout this playoff run. And Brandon, of course, who's been calling these absurd Canucks games for a couple years now, spending a lot of time being dedicated to it. Donna Sikkimu says, congratulations to Brandon and Landon on being the first play-by-play tandem to call the first ever Canucks championship. Now only if the big club can take notice on how to win the big one. After 55 years as a fan, I can now say the Canucks organization have a champion. Congratulations, Abbotsford Canucks. That is Don in Sikkimoose.
Well, I guess you can tack the cliche of winning organization onto the Canucks now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can.
You
yeah.
can. It's facts only here. They are the winning team of the Calder Cup. Some really good text going in at 650, 650. Curtis in T-Town. Giving a shout out to a lot of the vets. Says Kira was a sneaky great pickup, and Jujar had another really strong game again tonight. Was a really valuable vet for some of the young players in that room. Really cool moment during the trophy celebration too, where Kira hands it off to Arshdeep Bain, so a couple of local boys getting to celebrate for their hometown team. Lots of vets probably moving on. PDG, Willannon, and more. That's from Curtis in T-Town, and we'll see what happens. You know, I know the Canucks really value PDG, and I've obviously valued Willannon. Willannon has chosen to stay with Abbotsford, even without much of an NHL opportunity. So I think that is a testament to how, you know, the Canucks have treated some of these veteran players to stay in Abbotsford, because it has been a good setup for them since moving over from Utica.
Yeah, it has. It's where it worked out in a big way. And, you know, people are texting in and making sure that everybody gets credit for the Abbotsford Canucks winning the championship. And for people that have been working with a lot of these players, include the Sedins, who spent a lot of time, of course, working with players in Abbotsford, obviously with Vancouver Canucks players as well. But there's a lot of positives to go around here.
Yeah. The rumor and the myth is that the Sedins bike to Abbotsford before training some of the players.
They do a triathlon.
Yeah, they do a triathlon to get there. You know, there's some swimming involved as well. Yeah. kidding aside, the Sedin myths, yes, they are fun. But you know, it is right of the Texers. You know, the Sedins have spent a lot of time in Abbotsford developing the skills of some of these players. So they deserve a part of this. When an organization wins, there is some tentacles of success that go through the organization that have led to this point, and the Sedins would be one of those.
Yeah, certainly. This text, Jordan in Calgary, says, I had to put on my Canucks jersey on 20 minutes ago when I saw it in the closet. Wife shook her head, but a win is a win to me. That's Jordan in Calgary enjoying it. A lot of great stuff. Keep your thoughts coming in. We'll try to hit a couple more here before we get out for the evening. But Fast Eddie Gregory, our producer, you got something for us?
Yeah, I just want to give a personal shout out as well. I mean, obviously, massive congratulations to Brandon, and he's a friend of mine. I've known him for a long time, dating back to my BCHL days. But you guys know as well as anyone, it's the heart and soul guys behind the scenes that deserve a lot of credit for a team having success on the ice. And I want to give a shout-out to Abbotsford Canucks athletic therapist Ross Maysluch. He was the Coquitlam Express athletic therapist for a number of years when I was with the team. And in 2020, the Express team had a season for the ages. They had the best record in the BC Hockey League. They had a team record 17-game winning streak. And they were poised to not only take a run at a BCHL championship, but also Centennial Cup National Championship. And obviously COVID-19 hit right at the start of the day the second round was supposed to begin against Surrey. So that whole team lost an opportunity of a lifetime. Well, 5 years later, Ross gets his championship, and it's a little bigger than a Centennial Cup or a Fred Page Cup, with all due respect to those titles. So, I mean, for me personally, massive congratulations to Ross Maysluch. This makes up for a tough day for a lot of people 5 years ago.
Hey, well said, Eddie, and congratulations to Ross and the entire crew. Good stuff, man. And hey, listen, sometimes bad things happen and the good makes up for it down the road. It's just hard to know in the moment, but eventually good things do.
He definitely
do come
rebounded
around.
Upwards.
Yeah,
he's pretty high right now somewhere in North Carolina.
That's a good rebound. Very, very good rebound. Before we get out here, reach. Let's get through some text messages. Fans super excited about what they've seen so far and what's happening next. Jeff from Mission says, and I took that personally. I hope the Vancouver Canucks watching the Abbey Canucks win.
Austin and Langley, Miller had to be traded so the Canucks could win. Mancini the difference. Hashtag the agenda.
Yeah, we know how it is.
Austin, that's 10 out of 10.
Yeah, no doubt. J-Dog to Carhawk says, Kudryavtsev, Mancini, Mignot, Carlson, Mueller, Sasson, Ratu, Lekromäki, Klimovich, Baines, Shelovs, Tolopilo. After a Calder Cup championship, is a cupboard as bare as we think? Peeps would say no high-end talent. My argument would be I didn't see much high-end on the other teams we played. Plus, high-end these days are already in the show, ..
So the way I look, often when we talk on the show, we obviously get a lot of questions about trades and, you know, how are the Canucks going to acquire the big time talent that they're looking for. And, you know, it's like these are all really good players that J-Dog mentions. And from a prospect perspective, yeah, there is a lot. It's actually like quite a bit of volume of legitimate prospects, NHL prospects that the Canucks have. But I think what is missing is outside of Villander and maybe Lekromäki and now Elias Pettersson, DPD, there isn't a lot of prospects with big time trade value. And that's really the only difference. But the cupboard is not bare. They have a pretty good amount of NHL level prospects, guys that are going to, and some already have played NHL games. It's just some of those guys from, you know, the trade discussions we tend to get asked about on Canuck Central, you wouldn't say that those players tend to have a ton of trade value, but the Canucks have enough volume there that betting on one of them to exceed expectations isn't outlandish by any stretch of the imagination, because there's a number of guys that they are looking at that could hit.
We have that many guys knocking on the door. At least a couple will get through.
Yeah.
And that's the hope at the very least. And hopefully this was a sign of that to come in the future as well. And of course, you know, there's so many other players that we can kind of go and talk about when it comes to bringing something positive here. And I know we mentioned Sammy Blais a little bit, but he became a huge fan favorite, right? Like throughout this entire run, and it's going to be really fascinating to see what happens with him this offseason. I think he's going to get a look from somebody, a two-way contract with someone, I would imagine, or maybe a PTO again where he has to prove himself. The biggest question is, you see the speed play at the AHL level, of course. Can it play at the NHL level the same way? I think that's going to be the biggest question, because he's physical, he can sit on the forecheck really well, he does a good job on fighting around the net too, has a little bit of scoring pop as well to his game. Like, there are things to like about Sammy Blais. It's, can he play at a fast enough pace where he can stick in the NHL next season?
That's the biggest question for him. As I said earlier in the playoffs, he's kind of shown other NHL teams how he could potentially fit into their lineups. He's shown the Canucks how he could potentially fit into an NHL lineup should he be given that opportunity. But there's still some levels he needs to go, and I think it stems from the injury, the big injury that he had, and the tough recovery he's had from that. Lost a little bit of speed. All those things still apply here, but he's at least shown NHL teams that he's got the mentality of what a perfect fourth liner in the league would look like. But he does have to get a little bit faster if he's going to get another job regular in the NHL.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But ultimately, it's the young guys fans are excited about. Matt and Pomo says, with this newfound winning pedigree, the Canucks in Vancouver might have to lean into this roster. A long, successful playoff run like this could pay dividends up and down the lineup, especially in the bottom six and filling in the D group when necessary. Way to go, boys. That is Matt and Pomo. We got this question from Colin and Caribou asking us about Brandon and Landon. Are they partying with the Abbey Canucks? Well, there's a photo of Brandon standing next to Artur Shelovs. Both are holding a Coors Light. So I'd say the answer to that question on Brandon's case is a very firm yes.
Ah, okay. Well, it's well earned through the playoff run that they've had and some of the things that they've gone through in their travels through some of these AHL playoff series. This text from Jordan in Calgary. PDG and Will Landon, first season signings, and stuck it out. A lot of respect for that. Another text from Jim. Carlson, Bain, Sasson, Canucks fourth line next year. That's from Jim in T-Town. Obviously, we've seen it at times this year that they could be given an opportunity. I don't know if all three of them get that, but I guess all three of those players, much like they did this year, play games for the big club again next year.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. And Sasson really impressed me throughout this playoff run again. And I know he impressed people in the organization along with Ty Mueller. So many guys we can talk about here who acquitted themselves really well in the organization.
Now, Baines is an RFA, and I do think we'll have to pass through waivers as well next year.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be one of those tricky things to navigate, but maybe a good problem to have if you have players who are all worthy of being on the team. Renfrew Marco from so tight, just like a playoff game, to hashtag team not for sale. Francesco has turned into one of Vancouver's best online posters as far as tweeters go. But yeah, hashtag team not for sale was fantastic. That was
team not for sale. I mean, hey, people have been wondering, and I guess he has now answered all of those reports about the Canucks being for sale, or at least a minority stake in the Canucks being for sale. Hashtag team not for sale. That one's going to live in infamy for me.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you on this one. Dan from North End, future of Vancouver. Ryan Johnson as president, Lou as GM, Manny as head coach, Burrows as assistant coach. Bring back the boys, Dan from North Van. So the gang getting back together. But hey, shout out to the Abbotsford Canucks. They have won the Calder Cup. Incredible season.
Champs!
Great accomplishment. Fantastic to see for the entire organization. That brings us to the end of the show. We'll have more, obviously, coverage coming up on the show tomorrow, starting with Halford and Bruffin in the morning. We have a lot to get to throughout this entire week. The NHL draft is coming up on Friday. We have nonstop NHL and coverage. We'll talk a lot about the Abbey Canucks, what is next for a lot of the prospects and players. And the party continues throughout the week. So be safe. Have a lot of fun. Enjoy this moment for Canucks fans, especially Abbotsford Canucks fans who've been there through thick and thin the last few years, and we're there throughout this playoff run. And Reach, I know I speak for all of us, but we are so incredibly impressed by the Abbotsford fans, especially throughout this playoff run.
Yeah, it was nuts being out there all week. Meeting some of the locals there that have been diehard Canucks fans, Abbotsford Canucks fans. You know, we saw all kinds of jerseys, Aiden McDonough jerseys. You know, some of the names that have kind of passed through already through Abbotsford. But it was great meeting some of our listeners out there, and really cool atmosphere. They just brought it all week in games 3, 4, and 5. And Abbotsford is, as Manny Malhotra said a bunch of times through this playoff run, we're lucky to have the fans that we have, and they're a big reason why they went on this run they did.
Yeah, and reminds us why we love doing this job, which is watching a team have success and watching hockey and interacting with a great fan base, and it's great to see the passion from Canucks fans. Enjoy this moment, and I hope and pray that one day we're doing this post-game show and we're talking about the Vancouver Canucks winning a Stanley Cup, and it's a day I dream to see while doing this job. But thank you, everyone, for listening, participating. Fantastic, as always. Great job by Brandon Astle and Lana Ferraro on the call. Fast Eddie Gregory producing the hell out of the show as always. Shouts to my man Dan Riccio. I'm Satyar Shah. We're back at it on Canucks Central tomorrow. And thank you all for listening on the home of your Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
Hey, Canucks Nation, are you ready for this? History has been made! For the first time in franchise history, the Abbotsford Canucks are Calder Cup champions! Let's get out of here with the Calder Cup!